We're on Daf Chavtes Samad Aleph, and we got up to Hani Teisha de Rosh Hashanah Keneged Mi, which is approximately, I would say, 15 lines down from the top. The last Gemara that we discussed was Hani Sheva de Shabbos Keneged Mi, and what is the significance? What corresponds to the seven brachos that make up the Tefillas Shabbos? And we said Keneged Shiva Kolos Shomer David. Rashi points out that this is Mizmar. This is the Mizmar of Kol Hashem Al Amoyim. But the Mefarshim point out that this Mizmar is not just seven Kolos on Mayim, but there are other Kolos here that go beyond Mayim. For example, it says in the Kapitel, Kol Hashem Yachil Midbar, Yachil Hashem Midbar Kadesh. And that's a reference to Matan Torah, the Kolos at Matan Torah. And what is the relationship between the Kolos of Torah at Matan Torah and the Brachos of Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos? The answer is that the Torah was given on Shabbos. The Gemara tells us in the famous Agadot of Shabbos, Pei Vav, that the Torah was given on Shabbos. So it makes sense that if the Torah was given with the kolos of Kol Hashem Yochil Midbar, etc., that we should be mesaken the seven brachos of Tefillas Shabbos. Hani Teisha de Rosh Hashanah Keneged Mi, they are mesaken nine brachos of Rosh Hashanah, and that has to correspond to something. The Gemara is trying to figure out to what. And in the case of Rosh Hashanah, it's very interesting that there are seven brachos. Normally, we would have the Kedushas Hayom in the middle, wedged between the three brachos Rishonos and the three Achronos. But with regard to the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, we have an addition of Malchus Zichronos Shofros, which would add another three brachos, and that would give us the number 10. But the Gemara assumes that the magic number is 9, and therefore we have to take one of the Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros and integrate them into some bracha. The Gemara assumes that it's got to be Malchus that has to be integrated, and the question is, should we integrate Malchus into Kedushas Hayom or into Kedushas Hashem? But in any event, the premise of this Gemara, Chazal understood that the magic number of brachas for Musaf of Rosh Hashanah is 9, and Rashi seems to have a shita elsewhere, not here, but in Rosh Hashanah, that the nine brachos, the addition of Malchus, Zichronos, Shofros, are absolutely critical, might even be Doraisa. And the Gemara is going to quote now the Tefillah of Chana. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak de Min Kartignin, from a place called Kartinin, Keneged Tisha Azkaros, the name of Hashem is mentioned 9 times, Sha'omra Chana Bitfilosa, in her Tefillah, she mentioned the name of Hashem 9 times. And Chazal understood that this, and if you want to find that, it's in Shmuel Aleph Perek Beis, but Chazal understood that tefillah that was recited by Chana was the tefillah that she davened on Rosh Hashanah. The Omer Mar, Mar means a Shmuel, that we have the name of some anonymous Chacham, but Rosh Hashanah Nifkada Sara Rachel V'Chana, the three barren women who were remembered by God on Rosh Hashanah, and God accepted, he hearkened to the tefillos of Sarah, Rachel, and Chana on Rosh Hashanah, and that's when he wrote them down to have children in the year to come. So when Rosh Hashanah baz zichram letova v'nigzar aleim hirayon, and Tosus says that we find a remez for this in her tefillah, she says, Hashem yadin afsei oretz, and that is on Rosh Hashanah when God judges Kol Bo Yolam, all the people on the globe. So then on Rosh Hashanah, Chana's tefillah was accepted, and Nifkida, she was remembered to have a child, and of course during that year, upcoming year, she had Shmuel, and her tefillah comprised of nine different name, the name of God reappears 9 times, and that's going to set up the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah as a tefillah of 9 brachos. Now let's keep in mind, as we go through the Dapim here in Tfilas HaShachar, the significance of Tfilas Chana. Many halachos in Tfila are going to be derived from Chana. The Gemara asks, Hani Esther in V'Arba the Tanisa, on a Tainis, the Tfila requires 24 brachos, and for this we'll have to see the Gemara in Tainis. But where does the number 24 come? Connected me. Omar Abchalbo, Keneged Esrim V'Arba, Rinonos, means Lashonos Shel Tefillah, Shomer Shlomo, Bishasha Hichnis, Aaron, Lebeis Kodesh Kadoshim. Shlomo, of course, built the Migdash, and when he brought in the Aaron into the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Sha'arim, the gates that closed off the area of the Kodesh Kadoshim, were Dvukim Zelazeh. And no one could come in. It was impossible to get in because the gates were locked. And this is all clarified by the Gemara Moikot and Daf Tes. And as a result of this situation, that Shlomo was trying desperately to bring the Aron into the Kodesh Kadoshim, and he wasn't able to do so because the doors were locked. So he prayed to Hashem to allow the doors to be open, and that's in a Perek Ches of Melachim Aleph. And he uses many, many different languages for tefillah, like Rina, Tchina, Bakasha, tefillah. You'll see them all in Shlomo's prayer. The Gemara asks the question, Yehochi kol yoma nami nam rinhu. What is the connection between the 24 different Lashonos of tefillah of Shlomo Melech and Tainis? Why is it only on a Tainis that we recite the 24 brachos? Is this simply because of Tircha de Tzibura? Why was the number 24 established only on a Tainis? And the Gemara answers, Emas Amrinahu. Shlomo. When did Shlomo actually recite this tefillah? Biyome de Rachme. It was a day on which he needed desperately Rachmei Shamayim, that the Shari Beis Kodesh Kadosh should open, and therefore Nan Nami Biyoma De Rachmei Amri Lahu. We too, on a day of Rachamim, Bakoshes Rachamim, we should recite this 24 different brachos of a tefillah, and that's the Rachmei Ninu of a Tainus. So Tainus is all about Bakoshas Rachamim, to end the drought and bring down the rains. So it makes sense that we would daven 24 different brachos corresponding to the 24 Lashonos of the Tefillah of Shlomo Melech, which he recited on a day in which he needed Rachamim. It was a profound Bakoshas Rachamim that Hashem should open up the Shari Beis Kodesh Kadosh. The Gemara now goes back to Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah, and we were wondering what Rabbi Yeshua meant when he said that a person should daven on a regular basis may ein shmo nesrei brachos, meaning he doesn't have to daven on a regular basis three times a day the full text as we know it of the Amidah. Rabbi Yeshua omer may ein shmo nesrei brachos. So the Gemara says, my may ein shmo nesrei. What does it mean, may ein shmo nesrei? Rav Omer, here we have Machlokes. According to Rav, he opens his Shmon Esrei on a daily basis with the three brachas Rishonos of Shevach. He concludes his tefillah, his Amidah, with three brachos Achronos of Hodoyah. But in the middle, he is Mispal Me'ein Kol Bracha U'Bracha. He abridges each one of the 13 middle brachos, and he is Messiah each one of those shortened, abridged forms of a bracha with the bracha itself. That's according to Rav. Ushmuel Omar, Shmuel agrees that he opens with the three brachas or Rishonos, but afterwards he says, Havinenu Hashem Elokeinu Ladas Drochecha. And that's a prayer that corresponds to Chonin Adas. Umol es levavenu lirasecha, which corresponds to the bracha of Harotza b'tshuva, v'tislach lanu, and that corresponds to Chanun Amarbel l'sloach, lios geulim, that of course corresponds to Gol Yisrael, v'rachak menu Virachakenu mi machovenu. And here the word macho, but right, I'm sorry, Leo Vitislach Lanu means Khanana Marvislok, Leo's Ga'ulu means Kenegid Gol Yisrael, Brichakenu mi Michovenu is Kenegid Rofe Choliamo Yisrael, Vidashenu, Vidashnenu binaos artsecho, which means Sovanu bimara artsecho, bimira artsecho, Kenegid Mivarech Hashonim, Nefutosenu me arba tekabits, from the four directions, the four ruchos up in Shemaim, you should gather them together, and that's Keneged Mekabeitz Nidchei Amo Yisrael, Vatoim Al Da'atecha, those who violate your mitzvahs Yishafetu. Now the word Yishafetu corresponds to Melech Oev Tzedakah U'Mishpat, V'al HaRishoyim Tanif Yodecha, which again we don't have a tefillah which exactly corresponds to Kol HaRishoyim Tanif Yodecha, Al HaRishoyim Tanif Yodecha. We do have Birchas Aminim, which as we said yesterday was established by Shmuel HaKatan against the Tzedokim, and perhaps that's the closest we can get to this part of the Tefillah of Havinenu, and that is V'af HaRishoyim, V'al HaRishoyim Tanif Yodecha. Then we have the Yismuchu Tzadikim, and that corresponds to Mishanu Miftocha Tzadikim. And then we have Vivinyan Ircho B'tikune Cholecho, which corresponds to Bona Yerushalayim. It's fascinating to see how this tefillah of Havinenu, the way Shmuel formulates it, which is a daily chiv, three times a day, according to Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah. It's interesting how in each almost three-word phrase, or sometimes four words, maybe five at max, correspond to a certain bracha, a certain tefillah, and there's additions. It's fascinating to see the additions in the tefillah of Havinenu above and beyond our formalized, full-fledged tefillah of Yudches brachos. For example, this last one caught my eye, because we say Vivyan Ircho B'tikun Hecholecha. As far as I know, in Bnei Yerushalayim, we don't mention Hecholecha. Or, for example, when he speaks about the bracha of Birchas Hashanim, he says Dashnenu Binaos Artzecha, which again, I don't see any motif in Birchas Hashanim as we have it that reflects Dashnenu binaos artsecha. Another example would be Al Rishoyim Tanif Yodecha, or in the case of Harotza Betshuva Umol Eslavavenu Lirasecha. I don't know, there's a lot of additions here. I'm a little bit perplexed about that. I would have thought that Tfilas Havinenu, which is such a shortened tefillah, and it's got only one chasima in the Brach Emtzayis that kolel everything, that would be a concise version, a brief version of the Shmoneh Esrei as we know it with its 18 brachos. I wouldn't think that there were new brachos and new tefillos and new chidushim. You know, it's like Kaplan, who translates Ish Halacha, Lawrence Kaplan, he tells the story that when he was called in by the Rav for many sessions to the Rav wanted to hear if his English translation was accurate and it really reflected what he had written in the Hebrew. The Rav wrote Ish Halacha in Hebrew, and Lawrence Kaplan reports, if I'm not mistaken, that the Rav started adding a whole new Ish Halacha in those sessions. He said you could publish a whole other Ish Halacha based on what the Rav said exteriorly. So it's interesting, here we're talking about not a translation, but at least a concise version of Tefillah, and yet there are so many nuances of additions here. Uvitzmichas Karen L'David Avdecha Barichas Ne'el Ven Yishai Mishichecha. Again, these are all psukim in Tanakh, but he's adding something to our Nusach HaBrach of Matzviah Ker Yeshua. And then with regard to Shomea Tefillah, Terem Nikra Atos Sana, which again is very familiar to us from the Tefillah Sanenu that we recite on the Tainas. And then finally, there's a Chsima Koleles of Baruch Ato Hashem Shomea Tefillah, which integrates or shall I say, is the finale of all the different brachos and tefillos that we recited here in this Avinenu. And then after he finishes brachat hashavat tefillah, he goes on with the regular Shmon Esrei of Sholosh Brachos Ha'achronos. And Rav explains that Rabbi Yeshua had in mind when he said Shmon Esrei Brachos Kitzara is Me'ein Kol Brachu Bracha. He understood that, but he doesn't accept Shmuel that it's one single bracha of Havinenu that integrates all the specific tefillos and collapses them into one tefillah. According to Rav, it could very well be that there is a takana of Havinenu, but that's not what Rabbi Yeshua had in mind. Rabbi Yeshua says Me'ein Shmon Esrei, which means a shortened form of the 18 brachos, but you're abridging each one of the brachos, but you're not nullifying and integrating all the brachos into one bracha. And therefore, Rav's question on Shmuel would be, well, if Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah meant to refer to Avinenu, and we would recite Avinenu three times a day, then that's exactly what he should have said. He should have said explicitly, Mispal Tfilas Avinenu. But Shmuel understood that the meaning of Rabbi Yeshua is Tfilas Avinenu. He doesn't want to explain Rabbi Yeshua like Rav, that we're talking about Shmon Esrei Brachos, but abridged, because if that be the case, then Rabbi Yeshua should have said, Mispalel Shmon Esrei B'Ktzara. What's the language of Me'ein Shmon Esrei, which implies that he's not davening the whole Shmon Esrei. Now, one last comment. It says here, according to Rav, Me'ein Kol Bracha U'Bracha, which means a kitzer of all 13 middle brachos, and then he completes each bracha with its appropriate chasima. So, for example, in the case of Atachoni L'Adam Das, he would say, Chaneinu Mitcha Dea Bidavaskel, Brachat Hashem Chonein Adas. In other words, he would just mention the Bakasha and then finish up with whatever the chasima that's appropriate for that bracha is. Now, we have one bracha which is Keneged Parnosa, and that's the ninth bracha, which he has here as Dashnenu Binaos Artsecha. And the word Naos means Nove, a beautiful habitat. And when it also sometimes refers to a Makom Desha, which is of course a great grazing area for the animals. Now let's look at Rashi Dibra Masel Vehatoim. You'll see that Rashi right in the middle of the page, Vatoim al Datecha, in my Gemara it's parallel to Hagos Vitziyunim, and Rashi says, Ha'ovrim al Dvarecha. That's Rashi's first pshat. Now compare Rashi, Dibra Masel Vatoim al Datecha, to the next Rashi, Yishpatu. And Rashi seems to have two possible interpretations. In his first interpretation, the Pasuk is referring to those people who come from Mishpat, and we should read it as Yishafetu, they will be judged. But in the second Rashi, it's Yishpotu, and it's referring to the Dayanim, the Shoftim, and they are mistaken. And this prayer is Hashev Das HaShoftim Lelamdom Lishpot Kidvarecha. So there are two ways of understanding this prayer, which corresponds to Melech Oev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. It's either that the Ovrim, those who violate the mitzvos, Yishafetu, they will be judged, or it means that the Shoftim themselves are Toim, and we ask Hashem to bring back to the Shoftim the right Das, to teach them the way that they should do Mishpat. And then you would read it not Yishafetu, but Yishpotu or Yishpitu. Layat Allah Abaya Mande Matzli Havinenu. The Gemara sort of like closes this sugya by telling us that Abaye would kind of curse those who were mekil, and instead of davening the entire tefillah, they would daven tefillah avinenu, because basically they're skipping all the brachas and they're integrating them all in one single bracha. Now, it's a little bit interesting because Tosfos Divrei Maskil Lai, it says that we paskin l'aloch that one should avoid tefillah avinenu, and the Sfarim say that according to the Maskana, according to Abaye, who would curse somebody who davened Havinenu, that means Mishes Hispal Tfilas Havinenu Kshu Ba'ir, if he was in the Derech, then for sure he's allowed to daven Havinenu. We saw this at the beginning of the Masechta, when, you know, when Elio said, don't go into the, you know, even though you're afraid that you'll be disturbed, but rather you should daven Tfilas Havinenu. So the Rif Paskin's halachic Abaye, if it's shalom b'shasat chak, if it's shasat chak and he has no other option, then he could be mispal havinenu. The Mishnah Berurah and Siman Kuf Yud brings machlokes achronim. What's the din if he davened tefillas havinenu shalom b'shasat chak? Was he yotzei eschiv tefillah? In our times, we don't have the minig to recite tefillas havinenu even b'shasat chak. And the Bir Halach explains again in Siman Kuf Yud, the reason for this is because they were matim b'nei tchak to be mispal tefillas avinenu for someone who cannot have kavana for shmona esrei brachos. He can have kavana for one single bracha, even if that bracha combines all the other brachos. And when we say one bracha, we mean actually seven, because you have the three at the beginning, three at the end, and the one wedged in the middle. In our days, we're afraid that he won't have kavana. And even if he recites seven brachas and only seven brachas, he still won't have kavanah. So therefore, you know, you don't gain anything by davening a tefillas havinenu. Just to repeat, according to the conclusion of the Bir Halacha, in our time, there's no difference between shortening it to seven brachas or expanding it to the full 18 brachos. So what are you going to tell him? He should recite seven brachos instead of 18 brachos, right? You condense all the middle brachos in Havinenu, but he's not going to have kavana during seven brachos, just like you won't have kavana during 18 brachos. So what did you gain by telling him seven brachos? Therefore, a person should always try to daven a full tefillah shlema. And whatever kavana he could do, he should maximize his kavana, even if it's only partial, but he should do the best he can. And therefore, this whole institution, this whole enterprise of Havinenu is really just theoretical as far as Mizmanenu, as far as our time is concerned. That's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to hold. And the next Gemara that we're up to is the Gemara tries to clarify the din of Havinenu on Motzi Shabbos and Motzi Yontif. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Kol Hashana Kula Mispal Odom Havinenu Chutz Mi Motzi Shabbos Motzi Yontif Mipnei Shetzach Lomar Avdola B'chonin Adas, which means that we cannot integrate Havdalah into Tfilas Havinenu, because in Tfilas Havinenu there's no Birchas Chonen Adas. Instead of Chonen Adas, what we had is Havinenu Hashem Elokeinu Adas Rachecha, and we don't have Ata Chonantanu, and therefore the Gemara assumes that there's no possibility of integrating Havdalah into Tfilas Havinenu. So Bli Neder, we'll try to understand that in the next shiur.